Subsection titled Troubleshooting, part of Chapter 16, Maintenance, begins on page 65, continues on page 66, and is completed on page 67. It is just a big lengthy chart. We'll get into that. Troubleshooting. The problems described in this table are commonly encountered operational malfunctions. These types of difficulties are usually caused by improper hookup, accidental incorrect control settings, or operator error due to incomplete programming. These problems are usually not caused by circuit failure. Please review this table and the appropriate section or sections of this instruction manual before assuming your transceiver is defective. Note. Point. Due to frequency relationships of some circuits in this transceiver, beat tones may be heard on the following frequencies, colon, 10.000 megahertz, comma, 20.000 megahertz, and 30.000 megahertz. This is not a fault. Point. Placing a powered handy transceiver near this transceiver may cause noise in this transceiver. Now for the listener, here begins the huge table. It has four columns from left to right. They are headed problem, probable cause, corrective action, page reference. So let us begin. The transceiver will not power up after connecting a 13.8 volt DC power supply and pressing power. Nothing appears on the display and no receiver noise is heard. Probable cause. 1. DC power supply is off. 2. Faulty power cable. 3. The power cable is not connected securely. 4. Power cable fuse is open. Corrective action. 1. Switch on the DC power supply. Page reference 13. 2. Inspect the power cable. Confirm polarities are correct. Reference page 2. Red colon positive with a plus mark. Black colon negative with a negative mark. 3. Confirm the connections to the DC power supply are secure. Page reference 2. 4. Look for the cause of the blown fuse. After inspecting and correcting any problems, install a new fuse of the specified rating. Page reference 2. Back to the problem column. After switching on the power, the transceiver does not function normally. For example, no digits or incorrect digits appear on the display. Probable cause. 1. The input voltage is outside 13.8 volts DC plus or minus 15%. Parenthesis 11.7 to 15.8 volt DC. Corrective action. 1. Correct the input voltage or use a 12 to 16 volt battery. Page reference 2. Problem cause 2. The microprocessor has malfunctioned. Corrective action. 2. Review microprocessor reset. After understanding what data will be lost, do a partial reset. If the problem remains, do a full reset. Reference page 48. Back to problem column. After switching on the transceiver, 14.000.00 MHZ USB appears and all data is lost without doing full reset. Probable cause? The backup lithium battery voltage is too low. Corrective action, have a new battery installed by your dealer or at a Kenwood service center. Page reference 39. Back to problem column. The transceiver does not respond correctly after pressing button or key combinations or turning controls, per instruction in this manual. Probable cause. 1. Procedures are not being followed precisely. Corrective action. 1. Review writing conventions followed. Page reference, lowercase I. Probable cause 2. The frequency lock function is on. Corrective action 2. Press F.lock to switch off function. Page reference 48. Probable cause 3. The microprocessor and its memory need resetting. Corrective action 3. Review microprocessor reset. After understanding what data will be lost, do a partial reset. If the problem remains, do a full reset. Page reference 48. Probable cause 4. The buttons on the transceiver are unavailable while operating the tuning control. Corrective action 4. Stop operating the tuning control, then press the appropriate buttons. Page reference 7. Back to problem column. The frequency cannot be changed. Probable cause. The frequency lock function is on. Press F.lock to switch off function. Page reference 48. Back to problem column. SSB audio quality is very poor. The high or low audio frequencies are absent. Probable cause. 1. The filter for digital operation is selected. Corrective action. 1. Change menu number 32 to off. Page reference 18. Probable cause 2. The DSP slope, parenthesized low, control, or DSP slope, parenthesized high, control, was incorrectly set. Corrective action 2. Turn the DSP slope low, control, counterclockwise, and the DSP slope high, control, clockwise. Page reference 37. Probable cause 3. Noise reduction 1 or 2 is on. Corrective action 3. Press N.R. to switch off function. Page reference 38. Probable cause 4. Beat cancel is on. Corrective action 4. Press B.C. to switch off function. Page reference 38. That completes page 65. Continuing on page 66. Back to problem column. No signals are received or receive sensitivity seems poor. Probable cause. 1. The SQL control is fully clockwise. Corrective action, 1. Turn the SQL control counterclockwise. Page reference, 14. Probable cause, 2. The attenuator function is on. Corrective action, 2. Press ATT to switch off function. Page reference, 37. Probable cause, 3. SEND, send, was pressed, and the transceiver is now in transmit mode. Corrective action, press send to return to receive mode. Page reference 15. Probable cause 4, mic, PTT, is pressed. Corrective action 4, release mic, PTT. Page reference 15. Probable cause 5. The receive bandwidth was incorrectly set. Corrective Action 5. Review sections IF filter and changing receive bandwidth and set the controls. Page reference 36, 37. Probable cause 6. The wrong antenna connector, parenthesized ANT1 slant ANT2, was selected. Corrective action. Press ANT to select the other antenna connector. Page reference 48. Probable cause 7. The receive preamplifier is off. Corrective action 7. Press preamp to switch on function. Page reference 37. Back to problem. Column, no signals are received or receive sensitivity seems poor. S meter is reading full scale. Probable cause, the RF control was set too low. Corrective action, turn the RF control fully clockwise. Page reference 13. Back to problem column. Received signals are totally unintelligible. Probable cause, the wrong modulation mode was selected. Corrective action, press LSB slant USB, comma, CW slash FSK, comma, or FM slant AM to select the correct modulation mode. Page reference 14. Back to problem column. Memory scan will not start scanning. Probable cause. 1. The SQL control was not set correctly. Corrective action. 1. Adjust the SQL control to just eliminate background noise. Page reference 14. Probable cause 2. Less than 2 memory channels were unlocked. Corrective action, 2. Unlock at least 2 memory channels. Page reference, 44. Probable cause, 3. Less than 2 memory channels were programmed. Corrective action, 3. Store data in at least 2 memory channels. Page reference, 39. Back to problem column. Memory scan will not scan one of the stored channels. The desired channel is not locked out. Probable cause. With group scan selected, the channel you want to scan is in a different group. Corrective action. Select the group that contains the memory channel you want to scan. Page reference 47. Back to problem column. Program scan will not start scanning. Probable cause, the start and end frequencies are identical. Corrective action, store different start and end frequencies. Page reference 43. Back to problem column. Tuning does not finish successfully. Probable cause, the impedance of the coaxial cable and antenna was not matched. Point, tuning does not successfully finish depending on conditions, although the SWR meter indicates smaller than 3:1. Corrective action, adjust the antenna system to lower the SWR. Page reference 1. Back to problem column. The internal tuner is bypassed immediately after tuning is started. Probable cause, the SWR of the antenna system is too high. Corrective action, adjust the antenna system to lower the SWR. Page reference 52. Back to problem column. You cannot transmit even though you press mic PTT. Or transmissions result in no contacts. Probable cause, 1. The microphone plug was not inserted completely into the mic connector. corrective action. 1. Turn off the power. Ensure the mic connector has no foreign objects in it, then plug in the connector. Secure the connector with the locking ring. Page reference 3. Probable cause 2. The transmit inhibit function is on. Corrective action 2. Change menu number 38 to off. Page reference 18. Probable cause 3. CW or FSK was selected instead of a voice mode. Corrective action 3. Press LSB slant USB or FM slant AM to select a voice mode. Page reference 14. Probable cause 4. The filter for digital operation was selected. Corrective action 4. Change menu number 32 to off. Page reference 18. Probable cause 5. The wrong antenna connector, parenthesized ANT1 slant ANT2, was selected. Corrective action 5. Press ANT to select the other antenna connector. Page reference 48. This completes the table information on page 66. Now going to page 67. Back to problem column. Attempting to transmit results in the hello message appearing and the receive mode being restored. Probable cause 1. The antenna was not connected correctly. Corrective action 1. Check the antenna connection. Correct as necessary. Page reference 1. Probable cause 2. The impedances of the antenna and transceiver are not properly matched. Corrective action 2. Reduce the SWR of the antenna system. Page reference 1. Probable cause 3. The input voltage is outside 13.8V. DC plus minus 15%, parenthesized 11.7 to 15.8 VDC. Corrective action 3. Correct the input voltage or use a 12 to 16 volt battery. Page reference 2. Probable cause 4. An inappropriate DC power cable is being used. Corrective action 4. Use the provided or an optional DC power cable. Page reference 2. Back to problem column. The transceiver has low transmit power. Probable cause 1. The microphone gain was set too low. Corrective action 1. When in SSB or AM mode, increase the microphone gain. Page reference 15. Probable cause 2. Poor antenna system connections are causing high SWR. Corrective action 2. Check antenna connections. Confirm that the antenna tuner is reporting a low SWR. Page reference 1. Back to problem column. VOX Vox does not operate. Probable cause, the Vox gain is set too low. Corrective action, increase the gain via menu number 16. Page reference 17. Back to problem column, linear amplifier does not operate. Probable cause, 1. The linear amplifier control relay is off. Corrective action, 1. Change menu number 39 to on. Page reference 18. Probable cause 2. The remote connector wiring is wrong or faulty. Corrective action 2. Inspect the remote connector wiring and correct as necessary. Page reference 61. Back to problem column. you cannot access and use 10-meter band repeaters. Probable cause, 1, the repeater requires a subtone frequency for access. Corrective action, 1, review FM repeater operation and select the correct frequency and type of subtone. Page reference 24. Probable cause 2, you are not operating split frequency. Corrective action 2, you must transmit on the repeater's input frequency and receive on the repeater's output frequency. Refer to FM repeater operation. Page reference 24. Back to problem column. Digital operation results in few or no connects or contacts with other stations. Probable cause, 1, physical connections between the transceiver, computer, and TNC or MCP are incorrect, or software settings in the TNC or MCP are wrong. Corrective action, 1, recheck all connections using this manual, your TNC slant MCP manual, and your computer hardware manual as references. Page reference 62. Probable cause 2. Different transmit and receive frequencies are being used. Corrective action 2. Confirm that the RIT and XIT functions are switched off. Confirm that you are not operating split frequency. Page reference 23, 30, 32. Probable cause 3. The levels between the transceiver and the TNC slant MCP are incorrect. Corrective action 3. Adjust TX and RX levels using menus number 33 and 34. And level controls on your TNC slant MCP. Page reference 18. Probable cause 4. Your transmitted signal or the incoming receive signal is too weak. Corrective action 4. Reorient, slant, relocate your antenna or increase your antenna gain. There is no page reference for that. Probable cause 5. The TX delay time parameter in your TNC slant MCP was incorrectly set. Corrective action 5. Set the TNC slant MCP TX delay time to more than 300 milliseconds. There is no page reference for that. Back to problem column. Attempts at controlling the transceiver by computer have failed. Probable cause, 1, problem with the RS-232C cable that connects the computer to the transceiver. Corrective action, 1, check the cable and cable connections. Page reference, 60. Probable cause, 2, communication parameters set in your terminal program do not match transceiver parameters. Corrective action, 2, use the same parameters in the terminal program and the transceiver. Refer to communication parameters. Page reference 5151. Probable cause 3. The serial port on your computer is not functioning correctly. Corrective action 3. Disconnect the computer from the transceiver and run a utility program to test the computer serial port. Page reference, none listed. This concludes a subsection titled Troubleshooting, part of Chapter 16, Maintenance, on page 67.